WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
The most ridiculous shot.
Good evening. Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium. I'm Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Sorry about that. We were discussing the Maui Invitational as we've got Illini basketball coming up following our broadcast of Streets Basketball here on WGIL Galesburg Radio 14. Glad to have you along tonight for Silver Streak Girls Basketball. Game number 5 already of this 2012-2013 season. Streets come in with a record of 3-1. Suffered their first loss on Saturday night at the hands of a very good Springfield team by the final of 86-62. It's the Western Big Six Conference opener tonight with the arch rival Moline Maroons. Moline coming into the game with an 0-1 record, just one game under their belt. They played a very good Maine West team up in the suburbs in Des Plaines last Saturday and fell in overtime 44-40. And Coach Steve Ford said it was a case where they just did not play very good defense and fouled way too much. He said they had their chances in that one but couldn't get over the top. Moline coming off of a year where they were 20-13, 5-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. In some ways, and I talked with Coach Ford about this, you'll hear this a little bit later on in our pregame, in some years it seemed like kind of a down year for the Maroons, but still 20 wins on the season, and they ended up losing to Edwardsville in the 4A sectional championship for the fifth straight season. But that's almost to be expected because there's so few Class 4A downstate teams that Moline, UT, Quincy, and then I think you go down to the Metro East is where the rest of them are. And maybe the normal schools may have bumped up. I'm not sure if that's the case or not. But the Pekin, but not that many of them. So Moline's been good enough that they've gotten to that level. But still, they still had a pretty good season last year. We beat them in the opener last year up at Wharton Fieldhouse, 62-57.
We lost to them the first one.
Up at Wharton Fieldhouse, turn around and beat them fairly handily in the second matchup here at John Thiel Gym. So kind of a changing of the guard over the last couple of years for the Maroons. First, the Markeisha Harris era was over, and then you lost Alpha last year's team, Kylie Romeo, Tiana McCormick, who were two of their leading scorers against us in the first game of the season. McCormick scored 22, Romeo 13. The only returning player that was in double figures for Moline in that game was Morgan Girard with 12. Jessica Lieber in the opener last year hit 20 against the Maroons, and Sadie Hamilton had 21 for the Streaks. It was a night that the Streaks did not shoot well. I believe that was a night they hit just 3 of 22 from behind the arc.
Yeah, it was a tough night for the Streaks on the opener. That was actually their first loss of the season. Had to go up to Wharton, and if you remember right, that was the one of the first games where we saw how the Streaks just struggled from the field. So that's when they started to have to change things around, work the ball inside more. We saw Jessica Lieber do a better job later in the year of getting the ball inside. And so that's the kind of thing that you sometimes need to go through as a team to develop all the way around. But it was a tough way to take your first Western Big Six loss. But the positive thing to look for it is as the season developed, the teams went opposite ways kind of.
Yeah.
In that Moline sunk down into the middle to bottom of the Western Big Six. I think they finished up fourth in the Western Big Six, which three teams tied first. And then the Streaks were one of those three teams that tied for first.
Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting conference season as we get into it this year. We've seen United Township in the gym. They have honestly not looked that good. Alamon, on the other hand, we thought, here's a team that's really going to struggle because you lose your two best players in Davis and Kelso. Yet they've come down to our tournament here and actually played pretty good basketball. We know from that team, from Jay Hatch's team, they're always going to play hard. They always come out and give the effort. And it's paid off for them early in the season. They've won some games here and actually look pretty good doing it.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the big things that's always important with that Alamon team is that when you play such a defined system, you can plug players in. Now, will you be as dominant without those best top players? Now, no, not by any means. But that being said, you're able to you know, kind of work things a little better with the players that you have. For instance, we've seen the system that Coach Massey plays evolve over the years. You know, the first year they had it, they had Mickey Rodriguez, Jess Howard, who just showed up for this game. They were the top shooters, three-point shooters, and the team as a whole wasn't as good top-to-bottom shooting threes, but they had that ability to hit the big shots, and they were a little bit more consistent. Now we have maybe a team that shoots them a little bit better than top to bottom, but doesn't have those top-heavy shooters.
Right.
But we've seen them do a better job defensively. So you see their ability to plug and play, if you will, and that's exactly how Alleman does it.
And the thing we've also seen is the coaches and the players adjust to what they have. We've also seen more dribble drive from these players, a little more athletic than the earlier players you talked about, able to really take it to the basket when the three is not there.
Yeah, and you know that's paramount in this system is you've got to be able to get into the lane. You've got to be able to score. And the one thing that hurts the Streaks a lot is the fact that they have no height inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not going to be able to pound it inside in your typical post-up game, you've got to find some other way. And, you know, for years, people talked about how the Chicago Bulls maybe didn't need a post-game because they were so adept at driving to the inside. Well, the same thing can be said about the Streaks team. You know, you don't need that prototypical post game
right.
If you can get the ball in there off the dribble.
Yeah, you look at those Bulls teams. No, you didn't have a dominant center, but you still had, you know, either had Wennington at 7 foot, you had Will Perdue at 7 foot, you know, Horace Grant in there at 6'10", 6'11". You still have Cartwright at 7 foot. You still had some big guys in there that when they got the ball wide open, which is when they got it, they could score.
right. And then that's the big thing. And, you know, people may have been a little upset about the loss against Springfield, but let's be honest. Springfield's going to be one of those teams that's going to be in the conversation at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And the Streaks are still kind of growing into the squad because there's going to be some changes that are going to need to be made as the season goes along as far as lineups and rotations and that kind of thing. And sometimes you need to get your butt kicked so that you can look at things. And, you know, I heard, I think it was one of the post-game guys about the Bears game yesterday, Bears game demolished, is when you get your butt kicked, you have a tendency to be a little bit more fine-toothed when going through things as opposed to winning or losing close ones. You focus on the main plays. Well, that's what hopefully Coach Massey and the girls were able to do is listen. You know, in these situations, what are we going to do differently? We need to do a better job getting back on defense. We need to do a better job of working the ball inside when we can't get our three-point shots.
Yeah, and that was a team, like you said, you can't be upset with the loss. The effort was still there. Just ran into a very, very, very good team. Probably one of the best three teams we're going to see during the regular season, along with Maine South and New Trier. Well, the conference opener tonight with the Moline Maroons, the sophomore game under 3 minutes to play. Streaks are trailing 46-27. Coach Mike Ruck's squad off to a pretty good start. They are also 3-1. They suffered their first loss to Springfield as well, but it was a relatively close game. I believe it was like 52-47 or something like that was the score on Saturday night that they lost their first game. And this is a game that has been relatively even with the exception of about a three-minute stretch in the first quarter where the Streaks were trailing 8-6, and in a matter of two or three minutes they were down 28-6, and it's been relatively even since that point. Streaks just had that little bit of a lull where Moline made a run. This is also going to be a Moline team coming in tonight. They are going to have some size, but they also are going to have some youth with their size. Coach Steve Ford's daughter, also this team, one of the sophomores that's moved up on the varsity. Marley Patrick, a 6 foot sophomore. Haley Cook, a 5'10 sophomore. So they've got some youth. We got four seniors coming back. Jordan De Los Reyes is the one who we've seen the most over the last three or four years getting some varsity playing time. Morgan Girard a little bit. Like I said, she did score 12 against us last year in the first meeting. Emily Knight, a junior, also she did see a little bit of playing time. Some of the others, not so much. Becky Langford, I remember her a little bit of playing time, but not a lot. So a relatively inexperienced Moline team we're going to see this time around.
Yeah, and you know, the advantage for the Streaks in that situation is that they've been playing together for so long with the summer and everything else. You know, not a lot of schools do that. Not a lot of schools play over the summer and everything and play those tournaments. And so usually you have to depend on the veterans. Well, the veterans in this situation didn't see as much playing time as some other senior classes would have. So the Streaks are going to need to come out. They're going to need to turn up the intensity right away because the ball handlers on this team are going to be different than the ball handlers we saw last year. Romeo's gone. She was a primary ball handler for this team. And you lose some of that size inside, which is the thing that kind of frustrates the Streaks the most.
The other Western Big Six games tonight, United Township and Quincy will hook up. As we said, we've seen United Township. They have really not looked that good. They're still fairly athletic, but, you know, you lose a Michaela Fallon, very hard to replace. The Brady girl, you've got the two sisters back that Vanderwich.
I don't have it in front of me.
I can't remember their names. But anyway, they got them back, and they've got a lot of experience, but just not the athleticism they've had. Quincy have gone through, what's this, like 15 coaches in 4 years. Now they've got another new head coach. So, you know, more changes there. It's gotten to the point where, you know, the better basketball players, as far as the girls, not only the boys but the girls, rather than going to QND, we're going to Quincy. Well, now we've kind of seen an influx of the better players transferring and going to Quincy Notre Dame rather than Quincy High School.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, and it's really stunning the growth of that program, and I think they've had some really good players over the years, but you're not going to you're not going to be able to develop anything if you're constantly losing your best player to the private school in town.
And the change of coaches continually. I mean, it's
right.
Been, you know, every, what, just the last...
Well, I think that last coach, whose name escapes me right now, I think he only coached a year.
Yeah, I think he was just a year, and then I think wasn't a lady before him that
yes.
was maybe a couple years?
Yep.
And then, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's been crazy. So they've got another new head coach this season. So Rocky and Holloman will be interesting. Rocky running kind of an offset of the system Coach Massey's running, so that'll be interesting with their speed and athleticism, seeing them get it up and down the court, and that'll be something when the Streaks match up with them. I don't know if we're going to have a 120 to 115 game or what, but that's going to be something fairly interesting. I think that'll be a game that's going to depend on who turns it over the least.
Well, yeah, and the good thing is the Streaks will be a little bit more experienced in the system, so that should help them play it up. But, you know, it's going to be an interesting battle with both teams wanting to get up and down the floor. We'll see which one plays it best.
Under a minute to play, Streak sophomores trailing 48-27. Now we'll have the Streak varsity coming up for you in a bit. Later on tonight, we will have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball for you as the Fighting Illini playing out of the Maui Invitational after their big decisive win over USC last night. A not bad USC team, but the Illini played an outstanding game. They come out with a big win. They are now in the semifinals, and they'll take on the giant killer, Chaminade, who had upset Texas in the first round. Not the first time they've upset a big game program out at that tournament, but they upset Texas, so the Illini will take on Chaminade. That pregame starting at 9 o'clock, we'll pick it up. We'll probably be a little bit later than 9 o'clock, but the tip-off at 9:30, so you'll get most of that game here on WGIL. Also, on the other side of the bracket, Carolina and Butler. Is that
yep.
right? So that would be interesting either way, whichever one of those teams get there. If the Illini could get to the championship of that tournament, that would be an impressive feat, not knowing, you know, kind of being an unknown commodity coming in under John Gross in his first year. But the Illini with an impressive win last night. So the Illini coming up following Streaks basketball tonight. Now the Galesburg High School boys basketball team will tip off their season tomorrow night. They'll start the Thanksgiving tournament. They'll take on the East Peoria Red Raiders. That game's scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have all the action around 7:06 for you tomorrow night right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. And, of course, on your smart device, you can download the TuneIn Radio app and listen that way as well. So the Streaks boys have a busy, busy weekend. The girls, not so much like it used to be. We used to have two Saturdays in a row where we'd play two games. No more with the restart of the boys' Thanksgiving tournament. But the boys have a very busy first weekend. They'll play tomorrow night, then they'll play twice on Friday, twice on Saturday. The Friday games, first off at 1 o'clock against Dyette out of the public league, then at 7 o'clock against Westinghouse out of the public league. So around 12:35 and around 6:35 for the three games for both of those. Then Saturday, The boys will play Inglewood at noon, so around a little bit past 11:30 for that pregame. Then we'll have the girls for you Saturday night, and that will be against Freeport, I believe, in the Thanksgiving tournament. It'll be a boys-girls doubleheader. We'll follow that up with the boys taking on the Limestone Rockets at 7 o'clock, following the girls, so they'll be more around 7:30 on Saturday night. So busy week of basketball. Second week of the season for the girls. First week of the season for the Galesburg High School boys here on WGIL, WGIL.com, and on TuneIn Radio. The Galesburg sophomores fall to defeat, and they already have the final score off of there. I was looking down on my schedule here and didn't see what the final was. It was around 20 points, I can't tell you that the sophomores did fall to Moline. Both teams out on the floor. Warming up as we'll continue with the pregame. We had a chance to chat with both head coaches, and we will hear from Moline head coach Steve Ford coming up next. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Therapy is just a lifeline, and I plan on living.
That was Judy Nisley of Galesburg, and this is her real-life Azer story.
I was diagnosed with MS just about 30 years ago. The disease that affects the nerves. If the nerves don't work, then the muscles don't work. I come to Azer to try to stay as mobile as I can. Teresa is doing my therapy now, and she's always coming up with new ideas that will strengthen the muscles in my leg and back. Everybody at Azer has been so nice to me, and I don't get discouraged. That is not allowable in my life. And my faith has kept me strong, and I know that there is a plan in my life.
Go to AzerClinic.com to learn more about Judy and other amazing real-life Azer stories. 30 years strong. Azer
Clinic. I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg. By Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Talking with Moline head coach Steve Ford prior to tonight's Western Big Six opener between the Streaks and the Maroons. And coach, coming off a year, it almost in some ways seemed like a down year for you. However, you still won 20 games. You still got to a sectional final.
Yeah, I think, the kids, the challenges through the season, I think, prepared us for that postseason, and that's what we hope, is that our schedule does prepare us, for the postseason run.
Well, you've gone through changes, and especially at high school, you go through a lot of changes, but you kind of left the Markeisha era last year, but you still had a couple of pretty good seniors coming back, but even more changes this year. You lose a lot of seniors, and you have a lot of young kids stepping up for you.
Yes, we have five seniors, and a couple of the seniors have had a few years, varsity experience. So, that's what we're hoping tonight, that they'll be able to, help us get through this style that Galesburg plays.
Well, you've just played the one game against a very good Maine West team, and you went to overtime with them, lost a close one. What was your assessment of your opening game?
Well, I think our defense was not where we'd like it to be. Too many fouls. We didn't move the feet. Our stance was too high. We didn't rebound very well. So, we only had a day to prepare for this or get better in those areas, and that's what we focused on. And then press breakers.
Well, one of the things you've been able to do since Galesburg's kind of gone to this system is, not only you've been good enough defensively to limit them offensively, but you've also, without really trying having to push the pace, been able to get some pretty easy transition points.
Well, I think if you don't allow yourself to get caught up in that game, you're okay. But it's very hard, And, you know, I think last year we went down big here, and I think that was the cause. You know, we got caught up in the style, and then we came back. We kind of slowed ourselves down and took care of the basketball, and that's what we need. You need patience, you know, move the ball with the pass rather than the dribble, really.
Any advantage or disadvantage you feel is the fact that they've already got four games under their belt and you've got just the one? You feel it makes any difference?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I wish we had a couple more games under our belt, but, you know, this is a schedule, and, you know, we got to step up and play it.
What else you have coming up as far as non-conference games?
We'll be at the Morton Thanksgiving tournament, so Ridgewood's is there this year, so we'll get to play them, face them first on Friday, and I think Batavia's still there, Normal Community, and obviously Morton.
So obviously some very outstanding competition right off the bat.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very challenging Thanksgiving tournament.
And, you know, I know the Western Big Six top to bottom is pretty equal this year, and I think all you coaches do a great job of getting tough teams on your schedule to get yourself prepared not only for the conference but also the postseason.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, what you need to do. And, you know, unfortunately, along the way you're going to take some tough losses, but, you know, The overall picture is you're preparing yourself, getting better for that final stretch in the conference.
Is this looking to you like maybe one of those years that the winner of the Big Six could have multiple losses or maybe another tie or three-way tie?
Well, I think it's similar to last season, you know, and there could be another tie. You know, I don't know, a three-way tie or what, but maybe three losses.
All right, Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Moline head coach Steve Ford here on the pregame. We'll hear from Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's plenty of new things at the 31st Annual Greater Peoria Farm Show. From live TV broadcast by the RFD Network to all the latest in agriculture, as over 300 exhibitors will show more than 1,000 lines of equipment and services. Arrive before noon and register for the $1,000 daily early bird show bucks prize. And as always, admission is still free. So make your plans to attend now. The Greater Peoria Farm Show at the Peoria Civic Center, November 27th through the 29th. You'll have a great time.
We know you care about your favorite charity. That's why the Hometown Hundreds program was created. It's a great way to help out a service club, foundation, church, any nonprofit organization here in Knox County. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds, and fill out the entry form. All entries received through Wednesday of each week will be eligible for a random drawing every Friday. F&M Bank will donate $100 to a different local nonprofit each week. So sign up weekly to win Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank. Some restrictions apply. See official rules for details.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Chris Poston with WGIL. This year, La Grace Hall of Hope holds its mother-daughter Christmas gala at Faith Baptist Church on December 8th. Check our calendar at WGIL.com for details on the fashion show by Maurice's and a giveaway of a beautiful handmade quilt.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Talking with Streaks head coach Evan Massey prior to tonight's Western Big Six conference opener with the Moline Maroons. And coach, a pretty good start to the season. A little bit of a stumble the other night, but that was against a very good team. But you like to play very good competition to get yourself prepared for this conference season.
Yeah, you know, it's play some good teams, but also play a variety of teams. And hopefully then you're prepared for the teams that are going to play zone, the teams that are going to play man. And, you know, tonight, you know, not sure what way Moline will go. But they their first game played a lot of 1-2-2 zone and a lot of ball press. So early in the year, it's as much as we can focus on what we do, but at the same time be exposed to a variety of competition and styles. It's good for us.
And they were one of those teams. Their first game, I think they fell 44-40 in overtime. They notoriously try to really slow the pace against you.
Right. And, you know, and some of it is, you know, it's not like they offensively slow it down, but they defensively do such a good job that they slow us down.
Well, they've got kind of a change in the guard. Markeisha graduated a couple of years ago. You got McCormick and Romeo gone now, so it looks like they've had some younger players kind of stepping up for them.
Well, I'm sure they have. They had a good Frost-Off team last year, and so, you know, with Moline, you know, the thing that they have is where, you know, you've got 2,500 kids that they're always going to have some kids that can play.
Well, and they've played just the one game. Do you feel there's any advantage or disadvantage to having four games under your belt as opposed to their one?
Well, you'd hope so. But, you know, I think in sports a lot of times it's we theorize and it's just based on what the outcome is. That, you know, if you win, then you can say that was a factor. But, you know, who knows?
Well, it feels like things start so early this year, but I was kind of looking back, and I think when we played them last year, it was November 22nd, so really not that much different. I mean, I'm trying to think in years past, rather than the last maybe 3, 4, 5 years, has the conference started this early?
Yeah, we always start the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And, you know, with the rotation, what will happen is this is the second year, so Moline will then be our second conference game next year, and Alleman will come up and be the first game of the season.
What, as far as what you guys do, I know you like to concentrate on what you do. What's the biggest focus tonight against this team?
Well, I think against Moline, they play good enough defense, whether they play man or they play their 1-2-2 zone stuff, that they force you to end up execute offensively. So it'll be a, you know, that's a big challenge is can we, you know, be efficient enough offensively that we can be able to attack and score with pretty good efficiency or not.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the pregame. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Run by volunteers in our community, fueled by donations from people like you, and enjoyed by anyone who loves a great deal. Best of all, every dollar generated goes toward making the communities we all call home healthier.
Community Treasures Thrift Store will provide you a unique shopping experience. In service to the community, we will do whatever it takes, including pickup and delivery if you need it.
Bring your donations, time, and shopping list to Community Treasures Thrift Store on East Main and Galesburg, and know you're making a difference.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks and Moline Maroons. We'll come back and bring you the starting lineup and the start of tonight's contest, the Western Big Six opener on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Foie gras.
can't say that.
Out of Collision.
The official WGIL forecast, dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Tonight, patchy fog in the evening, widespread dense fog after midnight, overnight low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny with patchy fog in the morning, high of 62. Tomorrow night, clear with an overnight low of 42. Thanksgiving Day, increasing clouds, high of 62. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, overnight low of 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 44 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Let's send things to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Letters in cross country, track and field, and in academics. She's on student council, care, project graduation, member of the National Honor Society and the Spanish National Honor Society. She's in G Club and has found time to also run cross country and track. She is a 4-H member and a member of Teen Court. She's won the DAR Award, a Principal Scholar, AP Scholar, and the PSAE Award. Her athletic honors include conference, regional, and sectional champion in cross country, state medalist, 7th place, and this year took 2nd in the IHSA state cross country meet. Stephanie has also medaled in track at the state meet, taking a 9th and a 5th place in the 3,200 meters and a 7th in the 1,600. She's obviously all conference in cross country and track and field.